Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. Well, getting mentally stuck on a problem at work is something we all go through sometimes, but one of the best ways to get a new perspective on a problem and find an effective way to solve it, that's something researchers at the University of Michigan have been studying. And Jeffrey Sanchez-Burks, an associate professor of management and organization at the U of M Ross School of Business, joins me now to tell me what he's discovered. Welcome to the program, Jeffrey.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this sounds like a very complex thing to try to understand. How did you go about studying how to promote creative problem solving?
Well, in a number of fields, from scientific labs to business to marketing, art and design and entertainment, there's a constant push for people to be more creative and more innovative. And interestingly, what we observed is there's a lot of metaphors for creativity. Think outside the box. Try to think on a problem from the perspective of one hand, and then on the other hand. And in this research, we tried to see if there's any psychological potency to these metaphors, meaning if people were to literally enact these metaphors, might they actually be more creative? And so in one study, we tackled the metaphor of think outside the box. And perhaps trying to be creative, that one of the initial studies is we literally created a huge cardboard box reinforced with PVC piping. And we had half of the people in the study completed some standard creativity tasks while literally inside the box. And the other half worked on the same problems, one at a time, just outside the box. And remarkably, what we found is people's creative performance, the number of ideas they could generate to a problem, the originality of those ideas were stronger, were better, when they did this outside the box.
It must have been pretty dark inside the box, though, huh?
Well, yeah, there was many ways we're trying to figure it out. It was well lit and wasn't too claustrophobic, but to rule out problems with that study, we had people walk in a box shape versus in a free form in a room. In another study, it found the same result. So I think what that metaphor is tapping is the constraints, the physical constraints one is in can inhibit creativity. And so it's probably not surprising there's a lot of famous stories about scientific breakthroughs or creative inspiration while people were in a different environment.
Well, the irony, of course, is many of us work in cubicles, which I guess exactly puts you in a box.
Exactly. Although not all of us are required to be creative, so maybe that's not as bad as... But.
Now, there were other things you looked at. Also, you'd have the subjects hold out their right hand and then their left hand to basically do the concept of on one hand or the other. So this was a matter of kind of a balancing or considering two different perspectives on a problem?
Yes, there's fascinating research from neuroscience suggesting that there are different ways to activate both sides of the brain. And everywhere I've traveled in the world, every language I've encountered has a variation of this expression. Think on one side or on the other side, never front to back, always side to side. And so what we think is happening with this metaphor is you're literally, by holding out your right hand and thinking about a problem and then holding out your left hand while you're thinking about the problem, you're increasing the use of both hemispheres of your brain, which brings different perspectives, which brings greater odds that you'll come up with a creative insight.
Some skeptics would say it's really hard to tell how someone might be more creative than somebody else. How would you evaluate the quality of the ideas that people would have?
It's a fantastic question. There are three standard measures used to assess creativity. One is pure fluency, the idea being that the number of ideas you can generate increases the probability that one of them will be good. But when you ask people, think of a new and innovative way to use a particular space, say a warehouse in Lansing, for example, you can look at how unique all of their ideas are from one another. But one of the most powerful ways of measuring it, which we did in this research, is you then give these ideas to a community, for example, and you ask them to rate how creative something is. And it's the wisdom of a crowd, in a way, which is kind of how creativity works. It's what consumers or what the consumers of the ideas think.
I'm talking to Jeffrey Sanchez-Burks, an associate professor of management and organization at the U of M Ross School of Business, about his recent study into encouraging creative problem solving. So is it fair to say that jostling any kind of routine, as in going out for a walk or maybe holding a meeting in a different room, is that likely to encourage more creativity?
We didn't test every permutation possible, but based on the evidence we have, it seems to suggest, yes, changing your context can be helpful for thinking about things from different perspectives.
Do you think that many office environments are too repetitive and provide predictability that may cause the lessening of creative problem solving?
Indeed, that seems to be consistent with what we're finding.
But the problem is, look, any office environment, there is the issue of time, and time is the most important thing. I'm guessing you're not going to find too many big boxes being placed in a corporate environment. What kind of things do you think can be done in real time to help people think more creatively at work?
Well, I mean, some of the strategies companies have used are creating spaces outside of the office where people and teams can just meet. Talk over work in different spaces, not just in their in a typical meeting. A more variation in the type of spaces available for them to work, so they're not just carbon copies of the same. If what you're trying to do is innovate, then it's hard to argue that it's all about money, because the innovation is the money. So it's a real delicate balance. It's definitely not the case that everybody in every situation, organizations and all businesses require creativity. But when it is needed, what our research is finding and some other stuff that we've published is that though the keys to creativity remain elusive, we're finding ways in which subtle differences in one's environment can increase the success of people's creative endeavors.
You say different business environments require different levels of creative thinking and creative problem solving. Do you think generally, though, that type of approach is encouraged, or are workers typically encouraged to pursue more predictable, maybe less effective methods that are viewed as less risky?
Well, I do like to say that I definitely encourage one industry to be less creative, and that's accounting.
Indeed. When it comes to this kind of study, is this a part of a larger study you're doing, and are you going to be looking into other aspects of encouraging creative problem solving?
Good question. So in this particular paper that's coming out, we have five different studies in it, and it was conducted by a team, an international team. We had colleagues in Singapore, at Cornell University, and we were finding converging evidence. We compiled our data together. In other work that I've done, we looked at people who are, say, bicultural or have two very different experiences in their life, and looking to see what would determine whether they're able to leverage these diverse experiences they have. And the punchline of that research shows that just because somebody has diverse experiences doesn't mean they'll be creative. They have to see compatibilities between their old and their new experience. So, for example, if a company hires somebody, just thinking off the top of my head. So if Apple happens to hire a Microsoft engineer, maybe it seems like an impossible example, but if the person doesn't see compatibility between sort of the mindset they had at Microsoft and this new mindset they're developing at Apple, they're less likely to come up with a new original idea. The idea of sort of ignore your old experience, just think of the new way, is not necessarily conducive to creativity. So I guess the short answer to your question is yes, there's so many more questions to understand about creativity. This is just one tiny piece in a larger puzzle we're trying to contribute.
I see. So creativity essentially means interconnecting different experiences you have in your life and kind of bringing them into one kind of larger network so you can see things in a different way.
Exactly. Going back to the ancient Romans, creativity has been defined as a recombination of pre-existing things.
In terms of the office environment, do you think there are environments that are set up that promote creativity more in terms of the way they're spaced out? Do you think the nature of cubicles and kind of a known office environment, do you think that is anti-creativity?
Yes, but I think people would come up with a whole list of reasons of why cubicles are not conducive to a productive workforce beyond just the creativity.
Indeed. Jeffrey Sanchez-Burks, an associate professor of management and organization at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Jeffrey, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to More Compelling Talk Radio. This is 1320 WILS.